TikTok. The BRICS Report, India.
And you are joined by Professor Dilip Menon, Director at the Mellon Chair as well in Indian Studies at the Center for Indian Studies in Africa at Wits University. It seems like it's been a very long time. A very, very good morning to you, Professor.
A very good morning to you, Kino. From one of the coldest days in Johannesburg, my hands can barely hold the telephone.
I'm in Johannesburg as well at the moment, and let me tell you, while it is cold, I don't know how it'll actually compete with Cape Town at the moment. Lightning and thunder and very cold, but yes, indeed, very, very cold in Johannesburg. What do you have for us this morning?
Well, I'll begin with a news from the Delhi government. The Aam Aadmi Party in Delhi has been responsible for some amazing innovations as well as improving the quality of public education in Delhi. But they've started a new scheme this month of vocational training for beggars. So those beggars who are staying at government homes are going to get vocational training and equipment following the completion of a course. And they also get 250 rupees a day for sustenance. The idea is that to get the beggars off the streets and to get them into more productive forms of engagement where they can look after themselves. They had also started classrooms for slum children under railway bridges in 2015. So these are very interesting developments, quite contrary to what is happening in the rest of India.
Oh, my word. But, you know, the fact that they are working to get those beggars off the street, hopefully we can learn something about that, because it is a challenge. I never call it a problem. It is a challenge that we have in South Africa, and wherever we can find best practice, I mean, you know, one needs to obviously try and latch onto that. Now, just moving on, school leaving exams and 99 to 100% marks for those at the top.
Yes, this has been a feature of Indian educational life for the past 20 years or more. The school leaving exams, the Central Board of Secondary Education school leaving exams, the inflation of marks has been quite alarming, with people, students getting 100% in history and geography, 100% in about everything that they write an exam for. So you have school leavers who have these amazing results, but once they get into engineering colleges, medical colleges, and indeed into the workforce, employers are speaking about their doubtful skills, that they may be excellent at taking examinations, but what they are learning and their analytical skills may not be up to the mark. So there's a big debate that's going on in India right now about what to do with children who get 99.96, for example. How bright are they?
But it's still pretty much academics, isn't it? Right?
Yes,
and if one looks at where the world's going to, they're going to have to once again revisit the whole thing.
Yes, the world is a different thing from a textbook.
No, it certainly is. Now, finally, India win football's Intercontinental Cup, beating Kenya.
Yes, and this is actually a source of quiet pride for me. Since I come from a province, Kerala, which does not play cricket, we play football. The India, when it won the Intercontinental Cup, beating Kenya 2-0, both goals were scored by our captain, Sunil Chhetri, who comes from the northeast of India, where they play football as well. He has had 102 appearances for his country with 64 goals, which, hold your breath, makes him join Messi as the second highest international scorer among active players. So, but let me ask you a question, Kino. Do you know who holds the record for highest international scores?
You know, probably I'd take a flyer at this and I'd probably be wrong. Diego Maradona. I don't know.
No, not really. It was Iran's Ali Dayal, 109 goals and 149 appearances, 1993 to 2006. So Ronaldo, Cristiano Ronaldo is currently the highest active player with the highest number of scores. He scored around 80-odd. So there we go.
Wow. Absolutely interesting indeed. Professor Dilip Menon, Director at Mellon Chair in Indian Studies at the Center for Indian Studies in Africa at Wits University. Always a pleasure chatting.